From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State militants are under siege by Iraqi forces and a U.S.-led coalition, and their rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders. He promised more help in the fight against the militants, also known as Daesh.
They are losing ground, including more than 40% of the territory that they once controlled in Iraq. We see increasing evidence that terrorists are disobeying orders, fleeing their positions, and even trying to escape by hiding among civilians. Daesh is on the defensive. That is clear.
Secretary Kerry left Baghdad today for Kabul, Afghanistan, there to co-host the third U.S.-Afghanistan bilateral commission with Foreign Minister Saladin Rabbani. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having trouble entrenching itself in Libya, despite a concerted effort. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000. That's roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. Number expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the Paris attacks in November. The suspect also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and is believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If that's true, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks that carried out by the Islamic State. 162 died. This is VOA News. In the face of protests, Greece has resumed deporting migrants to Turkey, part of a controversial EU-Turkey deal which seems to stem the flood of migrants into Europe. That story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Two vessels carrying more than 100 deportees arrived in the Turkish Aegean port of Dikili Friday after making the short journey from the Greek island of Lesbos. Most of those deported were Pakistanis. Upon arrival, they were fingerprinted, underwent a health check, and sent to detention centres, where they faced the prospect of being sent back to their home countries. On Thursday night, the Turkish parliament ratified a readmission agreement with Pakistan. The EU has committed itself to give more than $6.8 billion in assistance, along with a commitment to accept one refugee from a Turkish-Syrian refugee camp in exchange for every deportee sent to Turkey. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia today. He delivered a speech Friday on Asian security, and he said the countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions and the disputed South China Sea.
South China Sea, China's actions in particular, are raising regional tensions. That's why countries across the Asia Pacific are voicing concern with militarization, and especially over the last year with China's actions, which stand out in size and scope. They're voicing those concerns publicly and privately at the highest levels in regional meetings and global fora. That's why many of these countries are reaching out anew to the United States to uphold the rules and the principles that have allowed the region to thrive.
Carter said that although the United States has disagreements with China, Washington is committed to working through them in ways that don't destabilize the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping said earlier this year Beijing's military expansion in the South China Sea is no threat to its neighbors. North Korean state media reports the country has successfully tested an engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un personally supervised the test that will strengthen its ability to stage nuclear strikes on the United States. Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened preemptive nuclear strikes on the U.S. and on South Korea. And turning now to sports news, it is round three today, the Masters Golf Tournament taking place in the U.S. state of Georgia. Round two was on Friday, a lot of low scores, but Jordan Spieth is still atop the leaderboard. At the end of the day, he fired a 74 on Friday, and overall he has a 4-under par after two rounds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.